Week, the daytime soap operas were preempted by a real drama being played out on Capitol Hill. The House and Senate investigation into the alleged illegal activities of Marine Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North. Oliver North got better ratings than the soaps.
I came here to tell you the truth, the good, the bad, and the ugly. I am here to tell it all.
The truth, he said, is that it is necessary to lie sometimes.
That this is a dangerous world, that we live at risk. There is great deceit, deception, practiced in the conduct of covert operations. They are, at essence, a lie.
Colonel North said he lied to the Iranians.
And I will tell you right now, I'd have offered the Iranians a free trip to Disneyland if we could have gotten Americans home for it. I will tell you right now.
He lied to Congress,
and all the members here gathered, that I misled the Congress.
At that meeting.
At that meeting.
Face to face.
Face to face.
You made false statements to them about your activities in support of the Contras.
I did. Furthermore, I did so with a purpose. Mr. Ghorbanifar took me into the bathroom, and Mr. Ghorbanifar suggested several...
Colonel North said the idea for the diversion of money to the Contras came from an Iranian middleman.
I must confess to you that I thought using the Ayatollah's money to support the Nicaraguan resistance was a right idea.
North insisted that he never used the secret fund for personal gain.
I never took a penny that didn't belong to me. And I want to make it very clear that when you put up things like Park Lane Hosiery and you all snicker at it, and you know that I've got a beautiful secretary and the good Lord gave her the gift of beauty, and that people snicker that Ollie North might have been doing a little hanky-panky with his secretary, Ollie North has been loyal to his wife since the day he married her. And the fact is, I went to my best friend and I asked her, did I ever go to Park Lane Hosiery? And you know what she told me? Of course you did, you old buffoon. You went there to buy leotards for our two little girls.
Oliver North testified that he was prepared to take the political rap, but not to go to jail.
I do honestly believe that they expected that Ollie would go quietly, and Ollie intended to do so right up until the day that somebody decided to start a criminal prosecution.
Oliver North did not go quietly. He implicated his boss, John Poindexter, and deceased CIA Director William Casey, and he suggested that Secretary of Defense Caspar Weinberger, Secretary of State George Shultz, and President Reagan all knew what he was doing. Outside the White House and around the country, many people expressed their sympathy and admiration for Oliver North. In Korea, a week of calm was broken in a familiar way. Nearly a million people turned out to mourn a student who died after he was struck by a tear gas canister. John Hammond died last week. He loved music, all kinds of music, and he loved musicians. He started the careers of Benny Goodman, Count Basie, and Billie Holiday, Teddy Wilson, Bob Dylan, Aretha Franklin, and Bruce Springsteen, among others. And he lived a long and joyous life in music.